Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Cadott High School. Butch Alama here along with Laura Watke. Good evening.
Hello.
Are you ready for some volleyball again?
I'm very ready for volleyball.
I know. I met Laura the other night at her house, and we got a schedule and everything to get ready. And by the time we got done with that, I could just tell it. You were thinking volleyball. You were pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's still summer in my brain, you know, a little bit.
Well, but... now, wasn't yesterday the official end of summer? Labor Day?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm going to milk it out if I can.
Hey, for those of you that are pulling into the Ocasio Fairchild High School at this time, thinking you were going to see a volleyball game there, due to some issues with the gymnasium, the game has been moved to Cadott. We've been trying to get that word out to everybody all day today once we found out. But it is here in Cadott. We're ready to start this. And this has been a conference game for the last number of years, but with the switching of Ocasio Fairchild over back, I should say, to the Dareland, it is now a non-conference game.
Yeah, Coach Lexi Ward said that it was awkward. It was a little weird that it was a non-conference game, and they're used to playing them on the conference, but here they are. They have their first conference game next week, Ocasio does. So yeah, it's going to be a little Cloverbelt Dairyland this time around.
You bet. We've got a schedule here that we'll go over with you and kind of get that updated. We got no high school football this week because the Packers are playing in Brazil. We've got remotes from different locations, and we're going to go over a lot of this. But for right now, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back shortly. And welcome back to Cadott High School. Butch Halama along with Laura Watke here as we're kicking off coverage of the 2024 volleyball season. Laura was gracious enough to come back for another year, so we couldn't have scared her off too much last year. Like we said, it's different. This has been a conference match for a number of years. You said Coach Ward for the Thunder said it was a little different.
It's a little different coming to Cadott for non-conference, yes.
Yeah. We're looking at what we put together here. We talked about that. We met and put a schedule together, and this is what we have. This is a tentative schedule written in ink, but we have a ink eraser close by because of everything that's going on here. But we're starting out tonight here, which was supposed to be in Ocasio Fairchild, but due to the circumstances beyond anybody's control, it's now here in Cadott tonight. A week from tonight on the 10th, we're going to be in Mondovi as Blair Taylor heads to Mondovi to take on the Buffaloes. That's a 7 p.m. Serve time, so we'll be starting our pregame roughly around 6:30. 2 weeks from tonight, we're in Oliva Strum as Independence Gilmington travels to Oliva Strum. And then on the 19th, a Thursday night, we have Ocasio Fairchild again down at Whitehall. On Tuesday the 24th, 3 weeks from tonight, we have a really good Highway 121 rivalry as Independence Gilmington will be at Whitehall. On Thursday the 26th, we're seeing these Thunder again as they will be at Augusta. Then kicking off in October, on Tuesday the 1st, we have Arcadia at Black River Falls. That is another 7 p.m. start with a 6:30 pregame. On Thursday the 3rd, we have an Arcadia again, but at home this time as they will be hosting GET. That's another one of those good border battle schools where the kids know each other. Again, a 7 p.m. start with a 6:30 pregame. Tuesday the 8th of October, we're in Ocasio Fairchild for Blair Taylor coming to town. On Thursday the 10th, we have Blair Taylor heading to Independence Gilmington, and that will be at Gilmington, as I understand that one or two of the volleyball matches will be played in Gilmington this year again, as they were co-oping with schools the last year now, so that'll be a big thing. We wrap up the regular season on Thursday the 17th as Blair Taylor travels to Lincoln. We have, I believe, 4 Ocasio Fairchild games this year. We might have snuck an extra one in there because no football this year.
Now, yeah.
Your husband and your sons are pretty big football fans. How's that going to go over with no Friday night football games to go to?
We will be going to nearby.
Oh, you will?
We will be just traveling football watchers this year because we are all boy, all football, all the time.
All the time. Yep. Dedicated to that football.
Definitely.
We're going to take another break here, and we'll be back again shortly. And welcome back to Cadott High School. Laura Watke here along with Butch Halama. Laura, you've done some looking and a little research for this, and it just wasn't a real great year for the Thunder last year in volleyball, was it?
No, it wasn't. They would call it a building year. I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, was that Coach Ward's first year or no?
No, it was her second.
It was. Okay.
It was her second. Yep.
But they did get beat by Cadott. What did you say? It was 3-0 last year?
Yep, 3-0. Cadott swept them last year. Yep, end of the season.
And you were talking about some of the players back for Cadott, and one of them caught your eye. She had a very good year serving last year, right?
Yes, this Carly Davis last year was a sophomore, and they had her statted out as 77 serve aces overall last year in the season, and that's pretty impressive for
that
a sophomore.
Is. Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't think she's even in the starting lineup here tonight.
Right. I didn't look at that part yet.
Yeah, from what you gave me from the coach there.
You're right. Maybe she's so, there. Maybe she goes in and just clean
she could be just
serves.
You know, we've seen that. I know I remember a few years ago, I forget where it was, but it was tournament time, where Marty and I were halfway across the state, and they brought one little gal. I mean, she was a little gal, hardly 5 foot, but she had a couple of service runs, I think, of like 6-8 points in a regional or sectional tournament, so she knew what she was doing.
Absolutely.
We're
going
to take another break here to get some more of the great commercials in from our super sponsors and be back after this. And we're back here at Cadott High School looking forward to high school volleyball. This is our first one here on September 3rd. There's been a number of matches so far already, Laura, but those are mostly like quadrangulars and mini tournaments, weren't they?
Yep, they're just getting warmed up, figuring out their lineup, getting new players accustomed to, you know, playing on varsity and seeing how some of these, you know, new team matchups are working together.
And that's really big. I mean, it's big in all sports, but it really seems to be big in volleyball. You got to have that chemistry. You got to be able to mesh. And which girls can do better where?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely all six of you are needed. You know, I actually do remember if someone was having a bad, like, passing game,
yep,
that they would have to stand in the corner. So I guess five people maybe is needed, but it's definitely a well-oiled machine.
But you got to be ready to play together. And like you said, those preseason or non-conference tournaments and meets such as this one here tonight, matches tonight between visiting schools, Cadott and Osseo Fairchild, really give the coaches a chance to start playing people in different places and who meshes better with somebody else, right?
Yep.
Looks good. Hey, we're getting close to tip-off here, or tip-off, I'm talking basketball, to the first serve. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with the starting lineups after this. And welcome back. We are just going through our national anthem here, and we'll be ready for Laura with the starting lineups as soon as that is done, which is timing was not real good here. I'm a little rusty from last year, but we're wrapping up with the national anthem, and we will be back. I mean, we'll just listen to the end of the national anthem here, and Laura's got the starting lineups ready to go after that.
All right. So tonight for the starting out for the Cadott Hornets is number 1, Riley Weeks. Number 2, Taryn Dunhue. Number 3, Olivia Blanchett. Number 6, Sydney Spaeth. Number 8, Kiara Urbanek. Number 14, Haley Matheson. And tonight for the Osseo Fairchild, we have number 1, Adeline Health. Number 3, Kara Skoyan. Number 6, Gianna Duffer. Number 9, Lizzie Jacobson. Number 11, Adeline Swanson. Number 12, Brissa Johnson. Number 16, Michaela Aso. So that is their starting and they're getting ready to shake hands and get onto their positions here.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The starting lineup.
And then I'll call you when we're done. Check
our last year.
They're getting ready here, Butch.
Yes, they are. Now, you played, you helped coach. You lost to this team three sets to nothing in the match of last year.
Yep.
What does Coach Ward do now to tell her girls, you just forget that, or do you use that as a little incentive for them, or what?
Little of both.
Little of everything?
Okay, what did we learn from last year? Where did they hit us the most? How can we fix that and then see what we have with this new team set up and who's coming in and how can they benefit us to make us stronger this year and be able to, you know, play against them and maybe steal one or two of them, win them all this year.
Yeah, and I think when you're starting like this and you've had the season that the Thunder did last year, something like this, a dual meet, if you can get the victory here or, like you said, even get a set or two, it's got to really really help the confidence of these young ladies to get ready for the regular season.
Yes, it does. This should be someone they're used to, which is kind of nice, instead
yes.
of, you know, they're jumping conferences. So it's kind of nice to get another jitter out of the way. They've played them before. See how they pair up to someone that they played last year. Because if they can conquer or get a couple, you know, games out of mm-hmm. them, then that can help them start their conference meets next week.
Yeah, that's going to make a big difference. So, we're going to be ready to go here in just a minute. Let's take just one quick break here. and we'll be back with the first serve. There we go. If Butch turns the microphone on, it really works better, Laura says. So here we go. Now, is there a coin flip, or does the visiting team?
They did a coin flip. I was not watching, though, but I'm guessing from the body language and where someone is standing in the court that Ossie Fairchild has that first serve. They're doing the lineup check right now, making sure everybody's starting in the correct positions, looking at captains, and then they'll pass that ball out. Liberos are going in, and I was wrong. Body language was wrong.
Okay.
Oh, I was right.
Yep.
The ref was wrong. Hey, that doesn't happen very often.
We got a little different starter here, too. Number 7 was starting for Cadet, but the libero went in for her. So.
Oh, okay. Karis Goyen is back to serve for the Ossie Fairchild Thunder, starting it out.
And here we go.
Serve is over, and ace off the back row libero. That's a good way to start.
And who got that, number 3?
Yep, Karis Goyen, number 3.
So she starts off with an ace.
Serve 2. Serve is over. Libero handles that one. Sets it up outside to number 14, which is Haley Matheson. And she gets the kill.
With a little bit of authority there. Okay, we have some substitutions at this time.
Rotating in, we have 4. Taylor Hager going in for number 8, Kira Urbanek. Cadet serving. Number 6, Sydney Spaeth serving. Serve is good. Helen in the back row. Libero gets it, sets it up to Brissa Johnson for the hit. Libero digs it up, and Matheson, number 14 for the got, hits it out.
You know, she's a big girl physically, but she swings and looks like the teammates know who to get it to. At least just for these first two serves, or first 2 points for Cadet, they got them to their big girl in the middle.
Yes. And there must have been a touch. Cadet serves again, and they get the serve there on a little pass error for Ossie Fairchild.
So that isn't an ace, right?
Yes, that was.
Oh, that was an ace.
That's an ace.
For number 6.
Yep. 6 back to serve again. Spaeth. Serve is good. Helen up to the setter. Back set outside to number 11 for Ossie Fairchild.
Gets the kill.
Is Adeline Swanson. And now
we
she's
are
back to serving.
3-2, Cadet up here in the early goings of this first set.
Adeline Swanson for serving for Ossie Fairchild. Reserve. She didn't wait for the whistle, so we're going to reserve that, giving her a pass on that. Maybe the first game jitters. Swanson's a sophomore coming up here to play varsity tonight. She serves. Serve is good. Back set to the right side. It has to go pass over. A little run in on the court, and Gianna Sheffer hits it over on a bump. Quick set to Matheson. Touched by Skoyan, but it goes out, so we get the point for Matheson there. 4-2 Cadet. Spaeth.
Matheson is only a junior also. Mm-hmm.
Back to serve now is Taylor Hager. Ossie Fairchild out of rotation. Ref calls it, so that's a point for Cadet.
Does that frustrate coaches?
Yes. Early in the season, new teams, it's a little understandable, but they should have had enough playing to kind of get that rotation down. But it's 1 foot of the setter that could be off, or one person lining up. So
and there's another ace for the Cadet Hornets, number 4.
And that kind of jumbles with your brain, too. So hopefully they can get a good pass here and get out of that funk. Serve is good by Hager. Gianna Sheffer with the hit. And it's a kill on the line. Kill for Sheffer, who is a freshman for Ossie Fairchild. Yep.
Number 6 comes up with a big kill for the Thunder.
Libero Helen goes out. And number
12.
9, Lizzie Jacobson goes in.
Okay.
Yep, Brissa Johnson, 12, to serve for Ossie Fairchild.
Ooh,
serve
she
is
powered
out.
That one.
Too much Wheaties for her today. Cadet side, libero is out, and number 7, Muldrum goes in. Back to serve is Matheson for Cadet. The score is 7-3.
So she plays all the way around the way it looks, huh?
Sometimes they'll take them out after serving, sometimes not. Just kind of depends on their passing abilities, too. A little back and forth here. Cadet trying to get it over. They get over on a pass. Helen gets it big, and they can't get it over.
Cannot jumping out to the early 8-3 lead here.
And it looks like they're not sure of themselves. They're not trusting their you know, their neighbor right now. And
yes.
Get those that out. Nice pass from Asya Fairchild. Johnson tips it over. Cadet bringing it back on a pass. Skoyan sets up middle to number six, who is number nine, sorry. Sheffer with the roll. Cadet setting it up. Seven tips it over. Meldrew. And a bump over from Cadet. Way outside. Asya Fairchild trying to bring it in. Not able to do it. Both sides aren't setting it up quite as much as I would expect, but, you know.
It is early in the season, like we've talked about.
It's early. Haven't seen a hammer hit yet, but nice serve by Matheson. Goes off the arms of 11, Adeline Swanson, for the kill. Ace. See, I'm beginning to.
Well, they've got three aces, three kills, and there was three or four errors by the Osseo team, so it's pretty consistent here. Another ace
by Matheson.
And to this point in just the first set, she does seem like the go-to person out there for the Hornets, doesn't she?
Yep, she's controlling, being a good leader out there.
I believe this will be her fourth serve. She's got three service points here so far.
Another ace. That middle back row is struggling. The Swanson from Asya Fairchild just struggling to read her serves.
And Matheson, being a good volleyball player, is directing the serves at that area, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Now that one's a little short, and she's going deep short. She's playing the court pretty well with her serves. But Asya Fairchild gets it over. Cadet tips it back over, and it goes outside to Sheffer, who gets the roll. Cadet digs it up. They go outside. Number three, Olivia Blanchett, goes with the hit, but it is out. So Asya Fairchild will get the ball back.
I think they might have given that to the wrong side. I think it should be 12-4.
Oh, no, because they're changing the...
Oh, they switched it on us. What happened there? Do you know?
It looks like she was touching. She thinks there was a touch, the line judge.
Oh.
So Cadet actually got that point. Serve is short, but Helen goes up and gets it. And Thunder's able to pass it back over. Setting up a quick set on the Cadet side to number seven, Muldrew.
That was close to the power hit that we haven't seen.
That was
as good as what as we've seen
faster,
tonight.
Hard. Yep.
Okay, number nine is in for number three.
We have Abby Guttle going in for Blanchett in the front row on the Cadet side. Cadet has a 14-3 lead, and there's a tie.
And after that timeout, we're back. Laura Watke here with Butch Halama, and Cadet is leading in this first set 14-3 with Masson serving, and she's kind of been the focal point of this first set.
She's still kicking it, serving. Thunder is able to get that up. Brissa Johnson goes up for a hit.
That's a tough one.
Oh, so close.
In the net for Osseo.
Yep, I think it was actually over the plane. I don't think she touched the net.
She went over it, and the ball did fall on the Cadet side, though.
It
so
did. She
Matheson
went up,
is
she
still
had
serving.
Contact with the ball. That was good, but it was over the plane.
Oh.
Another ace by Matheson.
Well, she's got four aces and three kills so far here in this first set, Laura.
Yes.
Out of their 16 points, excuse me.
We're letting the tension off of number 11, Swanson, and putting someone back in the back row.
Number 10 just came
that.
In for her.
Yes. Number 10 is Kaya Quirk.
Right at her, too, though.
Goes right over, but they get it up. And Cadet hits one over. Asya tried to set one up, and Asya passes it over deep. Cadet struggling just a little bit over on a free.
Oh, they got it over.
They did. Setting outside to Sheffer for Asya. Outbounds.
Long. Taking that first time out, is that something a coach tries to avoid, or do you just, you got to settle the girls down?
I think you got to, if you've got to change momentum, you've got to talk to
you
got to
do
them.
Something because...
Yeah, you've got to change the trajectory.
I think this is like 10 serves in a row for Mass, and Marty used to keep track of that. I got to... learn how to do that. Oh, that was a double hit, wasn't it?
Yep.
See, I'm learning.
Nice job, Butch.
So they get that fourth point here finally.
They do.
So and now let's get a little, you know, if they get a little run going here, it helps them build that confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Any of those little power streaks are good.
Oh, but and that's long, so there's the end of that.
Yep. Number 16, Kaisau goes out of bounds with her serve. We have Kadat going 15 for 6, which is Nerdrum for Spaeth.
26 just entered also.
And then 26, who I don't have on my sheet, maybe... Yeah, I don't have a
JV. They do have a JV player. Boy, Sophie Kalawaski.
Okay. Serve is good. Asi Fairchild passing over.
And a number 8 came in, I believe, for 16 for the Thunder. Hope that
point
one fell.
Asio, yep. Wasn't able to get that over the net. A little bit of passing issue there. Now back to serve for the Thunder. We have Gianna Scheffer. Okay. The Hornets are ahead 18-5. Serve is out. They've had quite a bit of out serves.
They've been long. And three, that, four of them.
And that is a environment sometimes. 8 is going in for 4 for Kadat, and 3 is going in for 9. So we have Blanchett going in for Gattel, and Urbanek is back in. Yep.
And...
Back, I can't see. That's around the corner. I can't see the
server. Number 3 is serving.
Number 3 is Blanchett for the Hornets. Helen digs that serve up.
Got a lift
on number 8 for Asia Fairchild. Johnson. Blanchett will serve again for the Hornets. Serve is good. They're setting to... Ooh, and it was over. Nice job by number 9 on Thunder, Lizzie Jacobson.
Did she get a kill for that or no?
No,
because it was hit on that. Yeah, okay.
They blocked it and then they hit it, but they weren't able to get back.
But the score now reads Kadat 21 and the Thunder, Asia Fairchild Thunder 6, so they need to get a few points here.
They do. Helen back to serve for Thunder.
Oh.
It's deep, but they touch it.
That's an ace for her.
Ace for Helen. She's the libero. Thunder has 7, Kadat's at 20. Helen's serve is over, and ace again. Oh. Nice serve by Helen. Deep to short. She's playing her field well in the first two.
And serving is kind of one of those things, when you get in the groove, they can really serve, can't they? I mean, we've seen that over the years many times.
Nice.
Such
space.
As that again.
Yes, ace again. Yes, and on the defensive side of it, if you have a server that's able to place the ball and you get a couple, it is it's like very hard to come back from that. So,
as much psychological as it is physical?
It's more psychological than it is physical, I would say.
Start doubting yourself?
Yes, because, I mean, the good servers aim for specific places or people yep. on the floor.
And we've seen that on both sides here tonight.
Helen's serve is open. They're able to get under this one. They're going to pass it over to the Thunder. And they go middle to Johnson, who is not able to get the spike over the net.
The effort was there, but she just didn't quite do it.
Wrong timing.
And the libero's back in.
Libero Weeks is in. And then we have Matheson coming back in for that 26th.
Yeah, here on the JV squad.
Who might be from the JV. Weeks serve is good. They go to Johnson again.
Ooh, and again. Just not quite getting it over.
And that time, it was, I think it almost was over, but it got touched by Kadat, so they did. Weeks back to serve again for Kadat. Touches the net. Line judge says it's on the line.
So that's an ace.
That's an ace for Weeks. The score is 23-9 Kadat.
Still in our first search set here, and those of you that went to Osseo Fairchild tonight looking for this volleyball game, we apologize. It was moved this morning to Kadat.
Serving air by Weeks, a little deep. Back to serve now for the Thunder is Skoyan.
And we're going to have a sub here first.
We have number 16, Kaisau, going in for Riley Johnson, number 8. Kara's serve is good. Going outside to Matheson. Set up by Thunder. Blocked by Matheson. Nice dig by Spoyan, but out of bounds.
Matheson has had her hands involved in just about everything for the Hornets here tonight, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She has. Substitution for Thunder, we have Swanson going in for Quirk.
And number six is coming in to serve for the Hornets. She came in for number seven, I believe.
Spaeth went in for Muldrum.
She does have one ace already here tonight.
Nice. Serve is good. Libero Helen gets it up. Goes out to number 16, Kaiso, for a good hit. Nice save by
nice
Helen.
Save.
A little miscommunication in the front row. They pass it over, but they got it over. Outside setup.
Killed by number eight.
Number eight, Urbanek kill. Helen almost getting under it, but not quite. That's the game, 25-10.
We'll be back with the second set here shortly.
When your friends...
And we're back here for the second set as the Kadad Hornets take the first set, 25-10?
Yeah. They're getting on the court. Kadad will serve this one. Number 10, Carly Davis, is back to serve for Kadad right away. Waiting for the liberos to switch in and out a little bit here. And they'll get ready to go. We'll see how the changing side of the court affects their game, maybe.
Yeah, whether that helps or hinders anybody, right?
Sometimes it's just a little change up. Maybe they won't have so many out serves, Osseo Fairchild.
Well, you talked about it being somewhat of a mental game, and I think you're absolutely right, Laura. That can start playing with you.
Here we go. Serve is good. Sheffer with the dig over the net gets tossed back over. Kadat setting it up middle to Matheson with a kill.
That part of it starts just the same way that this first set started, didn't it?
That was the hitting I wanted to
see. Is that the best one we've seen so far tonight?
That and the quick set.
The quick set, okay.
That was also Kadat. It was Spaeth or Muldrum, I can't remember. But.
Oh, we had that same...
Yep, they're out of rotation. So what's happening with Oscar Fairchild is they are sending one of the hitters back so that their setter can come up. And if you break that plane, if you're in the front row and you go behind the setter, that means that they're out of
rotation.
Out of rotation. Yep.
It's kind of a tough way to give up a point.
It is not a fun way. But they did Davis with the serving air into the net there, so they kind of got it back. It was equal, eye for an eye.
Now, who served that one? Davis?
Davis did.
No, she's the one that had all the service aces last year, correct?
Right.
77, I believe you said?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was listening.
You were.
Surprise, surprise, everybody. Nice serve.
Nice serve by Swanson for the Thunder.
And that's
and
out.
Number eight from Kadat Urbanek. It gets a hit, but it goes out of bounds on the Thunder side.
Well, I tell you what, even though it was kind of lopsided in that first set, the Thunder have come out with a little more determination, at least to start the second set.
Yes, and sometimes that's what you need is just to start. Good serve, Swanson. Kadat going outside. Taken up by Swanson. And a free ball over. Setting up quick, set to Matheson. Swanson's there to dig it up, but nobody helps her out on that one.
But there's that hit. You can just kind of feel number four is coming in.
Yep, Hager is going in for Urbanek on Kadat's side, and she will serve.
The Kadat Hornets seem to be comfortable in getting it to their big girl in the middle, don't they?
Yes, but if they run into a defense, they're going to have issues only having one hitter.
Oh, nice tip by six.
Yeah, no, Sheffer for Thunder just tips it over and hits the floor with that.
Now, you're saying she's only a freshman?
She is. She's tall, though. She's almost as tall as Matheson.
Yes. She's the tallest one out there for the Thunder, at least, tonight.
She is. She's also my kids' babysitter. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Number 12, Johnson with a good serve, blocked by Matheson on the repercussion there.
You were talking about the windups. She wound up on that one, girl.
Matheson will go back to serve now. Kadat's ahead 4-3. Get a couple good, serves in here and see how it shakes out. They're pretty close now, which is good. Serve is good. They go outside to Sheffer, who bumps it over. Matheson with a dig. Quick middle set to number seven, which is Muldrum, and it was out of bounds. But they like those quick sets. You know,
yes.
The relationship between the setter and those hitters, that's when you are able to do those. That communication for a quick set has
to be. Is that one of those things that just comes with a lot of practice?
Yes.
Repetition.
You have to know who you're playing with to be able to do those quick sets. There's not a lot of time.
There's an ace for number...
Ace for Kaisau, number 16 on the Thunder side. So their Thunder is ahead by one for the first time tonight.
I was just going to ask you, that may be their first lead here.
It sure is. Kaisau's serve is good. Kadat's going to pass it back over. Kaisau with the ding. They go outside to Sheffer.
Oh.
Tries to roll it, and it goes into the net.
You could just see... You know how when you shoot a shot, if your wrist is turned a little bit, her wrist was turned there, and it went just the way the wrist went, didn't it?
It did, yep. Follow your wrist, follow the hips. Davis coming out, and I didn't see the number that went in. But number two, Donahue, was going back to serve, and she
number six
in
came
15.
In for Davis. I seen her, but I couldn't tell her number. She was blocked.
Yep. Their ponytails get in the way.
Oh.
Serve is into the net for... number two, Donahue. Sheffer back to serve for Thunder. They're ahead 6-5. Serve is good. Nice pass up to the front there. Space goes in for the kill. Gets the corner there.
Yep.
Deep. But in.
She may be that second hitter that you were talking about for
Kadat. I think
she did
the quick the first time.
Did she?
Yes. Now that I'm watching her, I think it was her that was able to do
it. Okay, we got eight in for four on the Kadat side, and eight being Kara Urbeck.
Kara Urbeck. And three, Blanchett serving for Kadat. All
number
tied
two,
up.
Number two just came in for the Thunder, and number six, the freshman, went out.
Okay, so Sarah Giacomino going in for Sheffer. Serve was good. They hit it right back over. Hit it again. Nice try. Those are always fun, right at the net. Those are my favorite things.
Really?
When it's like black, tip, touch. Like, it's my favorite.
And then you can't go into the net. You got to be thinking about a lot of things.
Yes. So many.
You can't think. You got to react at that point, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
there's not time to. Ooh.
Ooh. Nice
ace
there for Blanchett.
And just like that, Kadat jumps back into the lead.
Little two-point lead here. Serve hits the net and bounces over on the Thunder side, and they caught 16 not looking at the ball.
That's an ace, isn't it?
It is an ace. Only the net touched it. We call that the seventh man.
Okay. I was going to say it's kind of a cheap one, but I guess that isn't the proper enunciation of it.
If you could do that every time, you'd want to. Serve is good, and Thunder passes it back over to the Hornets. They're going quick set to Spaeth again with a kill.
They kind of have that down set to her now.
Yes.
It's almost like Matheson is the decoy right now.
Well, she is in the back row.
That's
so.
Okay, yeah.
And I haven't seen any back row sets, so she's not swinging from the back yet. Serve is good. They go middle to number eight. Briley Johnson? Nope, that's number nine. Sorry. Jacobson.
Oh, there's your block by seven.
Yep. Spaeth had a block, and it rolled over the net on Thunder's side. The Hornets have an 11-6 lead right now.
Just like that. It was just 5-4 for the Thunder.
It was, yep.
Was that their biggest, or did they get it to 6-4?
It was tied at 6 at
okay.
one point.
Oh, that one's long. Point for the Thunder.
Rissa Johnson going in for number nine, Jacobson. Who's back serving? Helen Libero for a Thunder is serving. 7-11. Serves good. A little scramble in there. Hornets gets it over. Johnson gets it to the corner and gets them. Placement on those.
Yep. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, but where you hit it, huh?
Exactly. And she looked around and she's like, this might just have to go over, which is sometimes smart. Helen back to serve again for the Thunder. Nice pass by Matheson up to the setter. Spaeth with an outside hit. Kaiso hand on it, but it shanks out of bounds.
That's her third kill of this set. Nice. I'm looking. I don't
Spaeth
think she
back
had
to serve
any
now.
Of the first one. Yes, she had one.
Oh, nice. We have Riley Johnson going in for Kaisau on the Thunder side. Sisters are at the net together on the Thunder side.
Ooh, that
and
dropped
that was
in.
A line. That's an space right on the corner. I don't think you can get any closer. Nope.
Three kills so far along with the block. Space is set.
Serve is short. Good. Dig up by Swanson, number two.
I think she went under the net.
Yes. Doahue?
She did a great job setting it up to Matheson, but she couldn't control her momentum, took her under the net. And her at her height, she went actually under the net.
Under the net. And you can cross the plane if you don't touch the net or interfere with the other side, but she definitely touched that one. Skoyan serving for the Thunder. By the Hornets and a hit by eight, Urbanek. And the Thunder gets it over. Little miscommunication, but Thunder does get it over the net. Outside to number eight for the Hornets, Urbanek. And we have Thunder in the net. Did you see which one? I was looking.
I did not. That makes it a 13-9.
Oh, they missed the number 12 was in the net, she said. Brissa John.
But he did call that right away.
He did, yes, but I don't think that the girls knew.
Okay, we got Davis and number 15.
And then Davis going in for number 6, Spaeth.
Nerdrow, number 15 in. And we apologize for some of these names, but they've got a fancy font here in their programs, and it's not the easiest to read. We discussed that off the air already.
It is, yes.
Now they're talking about that rotation, I believe, again. Some girls were moving at the last second, but the floor judge, how are they called, umpires?
So the floor ref.
Okay.
I had to think about that. The floor ref is in charge of looking over the rotation and making sure that the people are in their correct spots and the server is in row. So they're the ones who call that. And the up ref is watching the net lifts and other
things.
Line judge also looks for net and touches at the net.
Oh, they can, huh?
Yes.
No, they reversed it. The point's going to Osseo.
Interesting.
You know, I honestly didn't see anybody in the net, though, so I guess I... So it is now a 13-10.
Thunder has
set.
The ball back. So now they're swapping those back out. Davis is back in on the bench.
Okay.
And 6, Spaeth is out.
Does that count as a change for them or a substitution or not?
I don't think so because the call is reversed. So they're just going back to where they were before they... Skoyan back to serve. Nice pass by the libero. Matheson with a nice swing. I don't know if it hit the tape or
no. It hit the top of the tape. She just
they had some blockers up, but it was hard to read that from our angle. Skoyan back to serve, making a little comeback here, down 11-13. Weeks the libero with a good pass there. Helen libero on the Thunder side with a good dig. Thunder passes it over. Weeks with a nice set. Quick to Matheson. And to Jack Mino gets the brunt of that hit, but it goes out of bounds.
You know, I think she actually, the timing, she had it right. It just overpowered her.
Yes.
She didn't have much of a chance on that one.
Nope. Davis back to serve for the Thunder. Spaeth coming out. Giacomino tries to get underneath it, but it goes out of bounds.
And there's the ace for Davis. Her first ace of the evening by our unofficial account. There we go with that rotation again. And I think the official here, the referee on the floor, is doing a good job because he's walking out and explaining what's happening, isn't he?
Yes, so what's happening is number 3 is coming in front of number 11, and that's where the air is. Because she's coming up to set, so until that serve, she has to stay in the back row, and then Skoyan comes up to set. Nice hit by Briley Johnson. Cadet digging it up. Nice block by
Johnson, wasn't it?
Swanson, number 11, Swanson. But then Cadet top tips it over and gets the point.
I believe it was number 15 that got that kill. And these are unofficial records.
They are. Davis is serving again.
With an ace.
Nope.
No, when the second one. Okay. Yeah, because she got the ace, then they got that point on the kill, and now.
Now it's still her. I was thinking there was a side out in there, but there's not.
Nope.
Hornets are up 18-11. We have.
Number 9 came in for number 15.
Nerdrum is out, and Gottle is in. Davis's serve is good. Helen getting underneath it. Rista with a Johnson with a roll. Quick set to Matheson, and there's no time to swing at that one. Nice kill by Matheson.
First set was 25-10, and it's a little bit better at 19-11 here, but Cadet seems to be a little more comfortable right now than they were earlier. Oh.
Serve is out for Davis. We have Sheffer going in for Giacomino.
Sheffer, again, you said is only a freshman, huh?
Yep.
She's got size and she's got length. She's got a heck of an arm span here.
She does. Swanson back to serve for the Thunder. 12-19. Thunder down. Rolls over the tape, but over. Goes outside to number 9, Gottle. Out of bounds. Thunder gets the point.
A little bit of a comeback here, 19-13 in favor of Cadet, but Osseo scored the last couple points here.
One at a time.
Osseo Fairchild. Yes. Be careful about that.
Yeah. There's a back set. Three was out of bounds.
Way too
back
strong.
Set to Blanchett. Those are harder to time and out of the back row. Swan serving again. Good ace, that one is. Rolls off and hits the back wall.
Oh, that's 4 straight points here now in this service.
Swanson's only a sophomore, actually.
The one that's serving?
Yep.
Oh. And with the freshman, they got some young talent coming up, don't they?
They do. Nice serve over, and their back row, they set that one over
you
again.
You could tell that Madison wanted it, but they couldn't get it set to her. Matheson with
Sheffer
the block.
With the hit and block, and then Sheffer dug it up again, and then Matheson got the block again, and that one was a block kill.
For Matheson?
Yep.
And who got the block on the other side? You said there was a block by the Thunder.
No, Cadet had 2 blocks, but then Sheffer dug up her own block.
Okay, then I think I actually did it right.
Collision on court. Nice hustle, but not enough to get it back over the net.
No.
So the Cadet has 21 and the Thunder have 15. Number 8, Urbanek, is serving for the Hornets.
You know, sometimes you work so hard to get those few points and start making it close, and then just another point or two really takes the wind out of your sails.
Yep. Ooh. Serve was good for the Hornets. A couple passes and into the net for the Thunder. Urbanek, I hope I'm saying that, is serving again for the Hornets. Helen digs it up. Brissa with a roll. I keep saying her first name, but that's their sister, so I feel like it's okay.
Ooh,
Matheson with a nice hit. Johnson gets a touch on it, but it's out of bounds on her touch.
She's getting the full swing that you were talking about in the first set. There wasn't much
there
of that.
There wasn't, but I feel like she's getting a little more comfortable in that.
Yep.
Serve is good by the Hornets. Skoyan sets up Johnson,
there's
but
a block
it's blocked
kill.
By Matheson again.
That's her second block kill.
That one went straight down. No chance of getting that one up.
Number 7.
Is going in for Weeks. Oh, those are the weird libero rules. So 7 went in for the libero Weeks, but now 25. York is going in for 7.
Okay.
And Urbanek is still serving. 24. Oh, into the net. So they saved their match point. Thunder's got a chance to make up a few more points here. The score is Cadet 24, Thunder 16. Libero is coming out, and number 9, Jacobson, is in. I can't see who's serving, though.
Johnson.
Johnson. Brissa Johnson is serving. Serve is good. Going back, set to Matheson. Nice dig by Johnson, and they get it over, which was awesome. Roll over the net by the Hornets. They're setting it up on the Thunder sign with a roll to the back row. Quick set to Matheson. A combined block there by Sheffer and 6 and 8.
Well, that makes the second set done 25-16. And we'll be back with the exciting third set. Well, speaking of the whole pie, Cadet's going for the whole pie here tonight. Up 2-0, going for the third set in a 3-game sweep here, which is what you said they did last year against the Thunder, huh?
Yep, it is.
Last year was conference. This year's non-conference.
Yeah, this year it's just a practice run for both of them.
Next week, we get into more non-conference volleyball as we'll have Blair Taylor going to Mondovi a week from tonight. Laura and I will be up in Buffalo Country.
Switching in their liberos and getting set up here, and Ossie Fairchild will have the first serve with Skoyan back to serve.
And libero in for both sides.
Yep, both liberos are in. Weeks and Helland.
Who's is that number 3 serving for the
Skoyan? Here we go. Serve is good. Pass up, going outside to Matheson. Touch by Kaisto, but not able to dig it up after the touch.
So Kadat jumps out to the 1-0 lead here.
Lots of switches right away. We have Davis going in for
number 6.
6, Faith, and then
15 went in for number
Nerd
2.
Nerdrum went in for Doahue. Back to serve is Davis. Serve touches the net but goes over. They set it up to Johnson, who tips it over. A couple touches from the Hornets, out of bounds. Nice effort, though, on the Hornets.
Both sides.
Side
I thought it was good effort because it was a nice serve by Davis.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Number 9, Jacobson, to serve for the Thunder. Tied up at 1-1. Serve is good. Right back over to the Thunder. They're going to pass it over to the Hornets. Matheson setting it up to herself with a quick set kill.
Ouch.
Substitution. We have number 4, Kadat, going in for 8. So we have Hager going in for Urbanek. And Hager will serve for Kadat. Ahead 2-1. Serve is good. Swanson with a pass. Kaiso with a hit. Nice dig up. Weeks going outside to number 3 for the Hornets. Blanchette. Asio digs it up. Goes outside to Swanson. Nice dig up by Weeks. Tip by Matheson to an empty spot. No one there to dig it.
Now that was one that was a little different because she didn't power it. She just viewed the whole court and got it to where... She didn't need to power that one, right?
She wasn't in position, so I feel like that was a smart choice for her because she wasn't quite where she should be, so she tipped it. Hager with the serve again. Good. Asio going back set to Kaiso. Cadet. Swanson digs it up on a short tip. Johnson with a tip over. Nice couple passes there from the Hornets to get it back over. Johnson tips it over and goes to the floor on the Kadat side.
I like the communication on Kadat's side. You can just see they're going after the ball, but they're viewing it. I got it. No, you take that one. I mean, it just seems to be the communication seems to be a little bit better at this point than it is on the Thunder side.
Yep, and that could be because of the age of some of their players. Helland is out on the Thunder side, and Sheffer is back in. We have Brissa Johnson serving. Serve is good. Hornets set one up and get it back over to the Thunder, and the Thunder goes middle to Sheffer, tips over, but goes in the net.
You know what? There's a case where Matheson had an effect. I believe that. She seen her there, and she tried easing up on it a little bit and just didn't get it over.
Yeah, that could be. Matheson serve air into the net for the Hornets.
4-3 in favor of the Hornets here in this third set.
Number 8, Briley Johnson going in for Kaiso for the Thunder. Briley Johnson will serve. Down by 1. Serve hits the tape, but goes over. They set it up outside to number 3, Blanchett. They get it. Thunder gets it over the net.
Oh, nice job by number 3.
Nice. Kara Squin, whose setter gets a little hitting action
and
in there.
She did that with her left hand, and I think she's right-handed. At least she serves right-handed.
Maybe she's ambidextrous.
Well, that'd be a good thing to be in this sport.
Johnson serving again for the Thunder. Serve is good.
Oh,
they call a lift. Setting a serve can happen that way.
Coach Fergadot is asking, can I get a clarification? Or?
And she, like, accepted the ball and then put it back up, yeah, which is what they're saying. Johnson serving again. Ace.
And there's an ace.
And Briley Johnson is in 10th grade, and her sister Brissa is a senior this year, so they're both playing together.
The younger one was the pitcher on the softball team this past year.
Was she?
Yeah.
Serve is good by Johnson. Quick tip over by Davis. Garrett Skoyan lost a shoe.
That's a tough one, huh?
Mm-hmm. We have Wahoo going in for Nerdrum 15, and Spaeth going in for Davis on the Hornet side. And
number 2
Taryn
is serving.
Doahue will serve for the Cadets. Helland with a serve receive. They go middle to Sheffer.
Oh.
With a. Was
it's
that
the kill.
It was. I see if anyone else was going to hit that, but she did. And the ball goes out in the hallway.
They retrieved it.
Thunder up 7-5 right now. Swanson is back to serve for the Thunder. Serve is good. Tips into the net by Doahue.
I believe this 3 points is the biggest lead for the Thunder tonight.
I do think so. They were up by 2 in the last set, but that was it. Swanson serving again. Serve is
ace.
That sweet spot right in the middle of the court where everybody thinks that everybody else has it.
Hit it where they
Thunder 9, Hornets 5. Swanson serve is good. They're able to pass that one back over. Setting outside to Jacobson, but it's out.
Long.
Urbanek 8 is going in for 4, Hager. And
number three,
Blanchett is serving for the Hornets. Serve is good. Helen getting underneath it. They go to the middle and they pass it over. Doahue quick sets it to.
Nope, she was in the net.
6. Sheffer was? Or who was in the net? I didn't see what side they called it.
Oh, they called it on Osseo.
Yeah, it wasn't Cadet. I was watching Cadet
okay.
When they made the. Must have been Sheffer. Back to serve again. Helland with the receive there, going outside to Jacobson. Matheson with the dig. Number 6 with a hit, going outside to Jacobson again.
Lift.
And a lift on Hornets.
10-7. Osseo is kind of maintaining this 2-3-4-point lead here through this third set.
Libero Helland is back to serve. Sheffer comes out, and Johnson goes into the front row. Serve is met. Helland.
Those are the tough ones.
Last one too.
Huh?
She had a nice run last time, too. Libero's out for the Hornets.
Is that Spaeth?
Muldrum 7 is serving. Ace.
It's been more Osseo Fairchild errors this game, this set, than it was, because that's only the third point by aces or kills for the Cadet out of their 9 points.
Serve is good. Setting right side to Skoyan.
Skoyan with the kill. Her second one this set. Libero is back in for number 7.
Muldrum. And we have Kaiso going in for Johnson. And Skoyan back to serve for the Thunder. The Thunder has an 11-9 lead right now. Skoyan's serve is deep. No touches. Davis going in for Spaeth. And Nerdrum going in for Doahue. Davis will be serving for the Hornets. Down by one right now. Service ace. They were talking.
That was one of them, you take it, I got it?
Yep, they were talking, and nobody hit it.
The coach wants them to communicate, but somebody still got to get under the ball, right?
Someone still has to take action. 11-11, Davis serving. Swanson with a hit, serve receive, and it goes over the net, and they're not able to get it back over.
Yep.
Jacobson back to serve for the Thunder, ahead by one. Serve is good. Running to get that pass. They tip it over.
Lift
by Nerdrum there.
Coach wants clarification, but she's not questioning him. Once they give her an answer, she's accepting it and going back to her position. Long.
Jacobson with a long serve for the Thunder. We have Hager going back in for Urbanek, and Hager will serve for the Hornets.
Matheson had two big kills early in this set, and she hasn't really touched the ball much lately, has she?
Nice receive.
Ooh, nice by kill
Helen
by Johnson.
And a kill by Drissa Johnson. Starts the dig. Or a serve receive, I should say. I said
ball
digs. It's quicker to say on the radio. 12, Brissa Johnson back to serve for the Thunder. They have a 14-12 lead right now. Putting up a little fight here for the Hornets. Serve Johnson. A little talking going on in the Hornets, but they pass it over.
Oh.
And it's out of bounds from
Johnson.
Helen going in for Johnson in the back row, and same on the Hornet side. The libero comes out. Matheson back to serve for the Hornets. They're down by one. Serve is good. Going back to Kaiso. Try to get a touch, and it falls on the Hornet side.
Osseo is looking more like a team this set to me.
Yes. They're working a little better together.
I think
they
there's
got
much
a
better
talk.
Communication.
Yep. They did change their lineup a little bit, too. Johnson back to serve. Serve is good. Setting quick set to Muldrum, and it's blocked by Sheffer. Hornets put it back over. They go back to Kara Skoyan, and it's in the net. Yeah, they changed their setup here a little bit with the setters. They've got Briley Johnson, the sophomore, coming into set, so Skoyan is actually able to hit this game. So she's coming up, and they have three hitters, which they did not do the first time.
We got an equipment timeout, tying a shoe.
Well, that's necessary.
Well, you don't want to see him tripping.
No, or slipping.
Neither of them.
Doahue serves, short but over, and they get it right next to the net. No one can dig it back out. Point Cadet. They're tied up at 15.
That's one of them tough. It's really tough for the setter because it's almost in the net. You don't want to go into the net, and then it falls on your side.
And the net doesn't give you any leverage to get it back up.
Cadet has crawled back. They're tied now at 15.
Doahue's serve is
good. For ace.
Jacobson touched it. It might have been close to that line, but it went in doubt. Go for it. But
well, you don't want to take the chance.
No, not unless you're for sure. Hornets ahead by one. Roy Hughes serve is good. Jacobson hits it, and they pass it over to the Hornets. Matheson with a dig back to Spaeth for a kill. Slow and easy kill, but
yeah,
kill
just,
nonetheless.
Yeah, whatever.
Right in the hole.
And just like that, from being ahead by four at one point, now the Thunder are down by two.
Yep. They got
Kadat
a
doesn't seem to lose their composure when Osio gets ahead, do they?
No. I haven't seen that. We're making just some silly errors, and Ward is taking the timeout there for Osio.
And we'll be back right after this. And we're back in this third set. Kadat, to give you a reset of where we are, Kadat won the first two sets and now has drawn up, I think this is their biggest lead of the third set, 18-15,
yes.
That 3-point.
Yeah.
And they're serving.
Thunder has kind of been in control of this game until the last few minutes here. So the Hornets are serving right now with Dohiu. Serve is good. Receive is good. It hits the ceiling. They try to get it back, and they don't. They almost do. That was a good effort.
It was.
It was a good effort.
I think the effort and everything here looks better for mm-hmm. the Thunder this set.
Yep. Dohiu back to serve. Kadata's 19. Thunder's 15. Helland with the serve receive, going outside to Skoyan. She tips it deep, and they're struggling there a little bit, but they end up with a hit over. Helland digging it up, going middle to Sheffer, who tips it right to the middle. Hornets dig it up. They go back setting to Blanchett, but
the hit is out.
And they're
saying it was a tip.
They're saying it was a touch. Job. So the.
So point, who hit that one?
Blanchett. Number three hit.
Does she
it,
get a kill for that then?
Yes.
Thank you.
Dohiu serve is good. Setting outside to Skoyan with a left hit again. I'm going to have to start watching that. Dohiu coming back up to set, and the hit is out by Blanchett.
That one's definitely
out. No touch
out.
On that one.
No touch on that one.
Yeah, that was definitely a left hit again from Skoyan. Back to serve for the Thunder, Swanson. Thunder has 16. Kadat Hornets have 20. Swanson serve is good. Going quick set to 7. Hits it off her head, but hey, it counts. Skoyan with a hit. Couple passes here, and they're passing it back over to Thunder territory. Swanson with a pass. Back set to Skoyan, who tips it over. Matheson gets it up. Big swing by number 6, Spaeth, but it's out of bounds. Good
pretty good rally there, huh?
Yeah, that was a nice
one of the
volley.
Better ones we've had.
That was a good volley.
But we got to keep emphasizing it is real early in the season here also.
It is. Swanson back to serve for the Thunder. Serves in the net.
That hurts.
She smiled. Like as soon as she hit it, she knew that was not good. Urbanek going in for Hager up in the front row. The Hornets have number 3, Blanchett, serving. Serve is good. Helland getting the dig underneath it. Sheffer with a hit. They're saying no touch. That was close.
I seen the same thing. The girl brought her hands down quick, and sometimes that makes you suspicious. Mm-hmm. Did she tip it or didn't she? But both of the officials said no.
8. Ace. I think it's odd that there was confusion in that, but
the bad judge, she I've seen her talk to the judge on top, and she said, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
So the lower official here, he said, I could see it. He called it in. So it was good communications by all the officials
here. That's good. Serve is good. Helen getting under it. They go outside to Jacobson with a nice hit. Matheson digs it up. And Blanchett with a back row attack. Johnson goes outside, but Jacobson had her footing wrong and tried to tip it. It hit the net.
Now we're at match point, actually, here now mm-hmm. for the Kadat Hornets.
24-17 Kadat. They're bringing in number 25, Molly York, to serve. Blanchett is going out. York's serve is good. Helland getting underneath it. They go middle to Sheffer, and she gets it over. Couple good hits by Hornets, but it goes out of bounds. one stop at that match point.
Yep. Problem is, you got six to go.
I know. Johnson going in, Sheffer going out. Helland is back to serve. She had a couple good serving runs before,
she's had some
so
good
it's not out of the question. Helland's serve is good. Matheson getting underneath it. Back set to Muldrum, and she gets the kill.
And that wraps this third set up as it is 25-18. We'll take a break here and add up some numbers and be back after this.
Dr. Steve Alex.
And welcome back to Kadad High School. Butch Halama here along with Laura Watke. And we made it through our first match.
We did. A little rusty, a little squeaking, but we'll get better.
And the girls, you know, you could tell that too. I know they've had other matches and the quads in the tournament so far. But by the end of the match here tonight, in that third set, I thought both teams looked a little bit better.
They did.
Osseo looked considerably better than the beginning, I think. They improved each one. But Kadat, for lack of a better interest, better way of putting it, they may have rested a little bit because Matheson really looked tough in the first two sets. And I don't know if it was intentional or they just kind of forgot about her in that third set, but she was not as integral a part of that third set. Well, let's go with some numbers here. And again, these are very unofficial, but let's start with the Osseo Fairchild Thunder. Number one, the libero, Adeline Hedlund. She had three aces. Number three, Kara Skoyan, had an ace and two kills. Number six, Sheffer.
Gianna,
okay, thank you. Had three kills and a block, and only a freshman. There's got to be some hope there.
Yeah,
I mean, she's absolutely a big, rangy athlete. She looked good. Number 10, nothing. Number 11, Swanson, only a sophomore. Now, she looked good out there. She had an ace, two kills, and a block, so there's some good there. Number 12, Barissa Johnson, the older of the Johnson sisters, had three kills. Number 16, Michaela Kaisau. We're hoping we did that right. Mm-hmm. She had an ace. And the younger Johnson sister, number 8, Briley, also had an ace. Now for the victorious Hornets of Kadat, let's see how they did. Number 3 is Olivia Blanchard. She had three aces and a kill. Number 2, Taryn Donahue had an ace. Number 10, Davis, she was the one with all of the service aces coming in from last year. She had two of them tonight. Number 6, Sydney Spaeth, had an ace and a kill. Number 8, Kira Urbeck, had two kills. Number 7, Casey Muldrum. She looked good out there tonight. She is a senior, but she had three aces, five kills, and three blocks, and she was very active on the court. She seemed to come alive a little bit more later in the second set and the third when Matheson wasn't doing everything that she'd been doing. Number one, Riley Weeks had an ace. She's the libero. Number 15, which is Kennedy Nerdahl, had a kill and a block. And number 14, Haley Matheson, only a junior, had four aces, 15 kills, and three blocks.
Nice.
Quite a night for the young lady. We'll be back. We'll have to talk this over. It might not be a real tough decision, but we'll be back with the wrap-up here.